Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The rich live longer. Not a shocker. How's that make you feel, kids? Make you feel bad? It should make you feel bad. There's a lot of reasons the rich live longer. New study out shows that the rich live actually about 10 years longer for males and about 7.5 years longer for women. And this is the upper middle class to the, you know, well-to-do to the wealthy. The rich live longer. The poor don't. And it's not just because they have better access to health care. While that's a part of it, the truth is there's a lot of things that go into the rich living longer. One of the big things is discipline. And when I see, I've seen several stories and articles about this and people, you know, talking about this. I will tell you this right now. It's several things. It's not one. It's not the rich have this, and because they have this, they get this, and because they have this, they get that, and it's all better. It is the fact that they are disciplined in many different areas of their life, and some of that is health. It is also a fact that, yes, they live in places that are safer, so people aren't being shot. That goes into these kind of numbers. But it's so funny the way they talk about the rich. It's so funny the way they demonize the rich for being healthier as if they should spread some of their health around. How do you do that? You can't do that. You can't spread your health around. You can't go, dude, I'm going to live to 92, but I'm going to give you 4 of my years, and my wife or my husband or whatever, they're going to give you 3 of their years. It'll be great. It doesn't work that way. Now, I can give you the knowledge, but I can't give you the discipline, right? Those things are out there. You can do that. But there's no doubt that the rich have opportunities that people, you know, other people don't have. You know, people with means will always have opportunities. That's why when I hear people talk about once healthcare becomes a single payer system, we'll all be equal. And I'm like, you don't get it. You're missing the boat. You want to pay for college? You know what happens? These are the unintended consequences in life. You want to give everybody free college, you know, to public schools, to public universities, state universities? You want to do that? That's great. You know what happens there? The rich will still go to bigger colleges and better colleges. They'll get better educations as far as people. That's because it's not a better education. What it is it's a better education on a diploma. That's what'll happen. We'll have a bigger gap there when it comes to that. You want to tell the rich that you guys live longer? This is some of the things that we're going to do to make it equal. And we're going to redistribute a lot of this stuff. You know what happens there? The rich get their own medical plans for just themselves, and they get better health care. These are the things that happen. But there's a lot that goes into it. You know, I talked about discipline. Discipline is, all of us need a little discipline. Like, I have discipline in, not in the food I eat all the time, but part of that's because of, you know, I make poor choices because I don't have a lot of choices. I don't have a kitchen at house. I've always lived, you know, kind of this, you know, this bachelor-y kind of lifestyle since I've been out here, and I've just got a small little place, and I don't have even my microwave busted, so I don't even have that. So I don't cook for myself. Try to eat as healthy as possible. I work out a few days a week. But it's about discipline. You know, life is about discipline. You want to be a success in life? You know, the first thing you should learn is your goal setting and all these kinds of things are great, but you need to learn discipline. Because without the discipline to put it down, you could set your goals. You could put your eye on the prize. You could figure out how to get there. But without the discipline to follow through on all of the steps, you're never going to get to those places. It's the same thing with health. All of us. I mean, we're a nation of overachievers when it comes to mealtime. I don't know about you, but there's at least 1 or 2 nights a week where I need to push food away from the trough because I like food. We overachieve in the world of food. I get it. You get it. We all get it. It's insane, but it's true. It's discipline. Obamacare is hurting. Paul Ryan said it's in its death spiral. I definitely think it's on its if this was a fight, the referee is looking at the guy that's taking the punch right now, deciding whether or not he's going to step in. I think it may be over. And the reason I talk about healthcare is because it's another one of those things. It's part of the economy that we live in, this new economy of how much money we have to pay for stuff. And healthcare is one of those things where we're paying a ton of money. A ton of money. And we're not getting great care. We're not. This was written as a law, not healthcare. People forget that. It was written to withstand challenges throughout court systems. It wasn't written to make you feel better. It was written to give you something on a piece of paper that says, I have health insurance. I can go see a doctor. But it doesn't mean your care is going to be great. The reason that rich people go to the hospital less is because they're disciplined in their lifestyle. Are there people out there that party too hard and gorge themselves on the rich side of the aisle? Absolutely. Are there people out there who are fit, who are poor? Absolutely. But by and large, when you look at it across the board, the rich don't get sick because the rich work hard, because the rich put themselves in positions where they don't smoke and drink and do drugs and overeat and overindulge, and they choose wise things. What we should all do, right? Right? If you want to partake in having some wine, it's no big deal. But having 20 glasses, you know, that's not good. If you want to go out every once in a while and have a burger, that's great. But eating a burger, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's not good. It's discipline. We can learn a lot from that. And the problem I have with so many of these things when we talk about this, and I love how they pitch the rich live longer so we should redistribute stuff, is we're not getting the big picture. Rich people love to talk about themselves. You ever met a rich person? They will talk your head off. They'll tell you how they became rich. They got no problem with that. It's knowledge. You ever met somebody who's fit? They love to tell you how they got fit. I'm not talking about you people out there who got the lap band or something like that, and now you're thin and you want to tell everybody else how to eat. I'm talking about people who are really fit. They'll tell you how they get there. They have no problem with that. If we take care of a lot of the things that we need to, people can live as long and as healthy as rich people. It's not just because they have money. They sleep on a bed of money. Are there opportunities that come about in certain cases that being wealthy does? Yes. I do not believe that, you know, take for instance, Mr. Apple, who passed away a few years ago and lived for a long time with a very serious cancer that many people would have been taken from early. I do not believe he would have survived as long as he did without having the money he did to put himself into certain situations. But those are so rare. And I talk about this because I get frustrated in this country that I love so much that we have to pit the rich versus the poor, the rich versus the middle class, the rich versus this, that, and the other. We can learn so much from each other. But we're afraid because now we've been pitted against one another as if we're on different teams. We're not on different teams. We're not. It's insane. Look, healthcare is expensive. Many of you out there are feeling the pinch. In fact, if they were to unravel Obamacare right now, they said some 30,000 people would be at jeopardy. And I wouldn't say 30,000, but I mean 30 million people. I would say probably 15 million people would be in a load of hurt. Absolutely. But the insanity of it all, of fighting over this, that, and the other. You know, we don't have to be them versus us or this versus that, single pair versus. We as a nation are smart enough to get it right. But we're afraid to try in so many ways. And that's the thing that just blows my mind on a day-to-day basis. We're afraid to try stuff. We're afraid to reach over the aisle and say, hey, man, I got a great idea. Why don't we try these kind of things? But we've now gotten to the point where you want to know why we're the United States of divided? is because we are being pitted against one another. Rich versus poor, black versus white, and we're buying into the crap, and we can't do it. And that includes health care. It does. You'll see this thing over the next couple days, and you'll hear how, wow, rich people live longer, and you think just because they sleep on a bed of money that somehow their life is what it is. Rich people die of heart attacks, too. Rich people get hit by buses. Rich people get shot. Rich people get robbed. Rich people die of cancer. Rich people die of AIDS. But not the way other people do, because they eat better, they're disciplined. Little things like that, that can not only work in one part of your life, but in other parts. But instead, we demonize a group for being fit. It's funny, we are pissed at people if you fat shame Amy Schumer for being Barbie. But it's okay to shame somebody for being successful. That is not who we are. That is not how this country was built. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. Simple and easy, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
People are texting me. Chad, how can you say that? Says one texter. Rich people have everything. Rich people work for stuff. Did you not work for stuff? Another texter writes in. Rich people have all the advantages because they have all the money. Like, what does that even mean? Text the show, 323-538-2423. Wealthy people, yes, they have money. Don't you want to be wealthy? I've never met anybody because, you know, I'd like to be poor my whole life. You know? I think poor, and this is me, I think poor is a state of mind in a lot of ways. I think people get stuck there, and that's where they stay. The pity party comes, and they become accustomed to this life. And because of that accustomed of this life, this is what happens. Pity party in a lot of ways. Bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people and vice versa. The rich can teach us a lot. If I want to learn how to do something, I find somebody who's good at what is that I want to do. And I ask he or she how they got to where they got to. And I study them along the way. You know what I never get when I do that? I never get somebody who goes, well, show up 5 minutes before this. Leave 10 minutes early if you can, loaf around most of the time, and don't pay attention. That's, if you want success, kids, that's success. Nobody ever said success is half-ass. You want to see what success is? It's this. The rich could teach us a lot. It's not just about health care. That was just something that I found interesting because I find stuff like that interesting because that stuff matters to you and I. Because why? Because you and I are human beings. We're fair to middling on most days. Some days we're a little bit better than others. Some days we struggle. We got wives. We got husbands. We got boyfriends. We got girlfriends. We got debt. We got kids. We got life. We're all trying to get through this thing called life. I find it interesting because everybody else will tell you it's because they have money. That's why the rich are the way they are. But the truth is, there's 1,000 things that go into it. And while money is a component, it is a small component when it comes to the fact that they're disciplined in everything that they do. That's how successful people become successful. It's discipline. It's being disciplined in all aspects of your life. I don't know how many times I've never seen a successful person show up 2 or 3 hours late and leave 2 or 3 hours early on a day-to-day basis, and it'd be okay. The truth is, successful people, they bust their ass. They're rich for a reason. Oh, most people are born into it. Shut up with that. And by the way, I've seen a lot of people being handed stuff in life and piss it all away. And I've seen some people who've had the discipline when they didn't have anything build up to something. That includes health. You ever see people who make a real change in their life when it comes to fitness and it actually sticks? You know what that is? That's somebody who said, I'm going to do this, and they become disciplined enough to change their eating habits, to work out more, to put themselves in a healthy lifestyle. They become disciplined. And along the way, what happens? They change. Their body changes. They become healthier. It changes. We want overnight. That's why we play the lottery. Right? The lottery's big because we want to be rich tomorrow. You want to be Kanye West without the crazy, but you don't want to put in the hours that it may take to get to Kanye West. You want to look like Brad Pitt, but you'd rather have a cheeseburger tonight than go do sit-ups, workout, and eat some kale. Kale's disgusting. I wouldn't even recommend it.
I love kale.
Kale is gross. And I think it's somebody's name. What's your friend's name? Kale. That sounds like a name for somebody. Like a rich kid. But do you understand? These are little things. Discipline. We can teach that to kids. That, to me, is the most important thing. You teach that. You teach the discipline. You show. My mom used to say this all the time. Showing up is half the battle. Most people don't even do that right. So when you text me in and say, what can we learn from the rich? A lot. Don't give me your money. Give me your knowledge. Because with your knowledge, I can make my own money. With your knowledge, I don't need to go and ask for money. With your knowledge, I'll be able to pass on that knowledge to somebody else who can get themselves out of something. For some people, it's like, oh, wow, that person helped me out. They gave me $1,000. I couldn't even imagine that. And for that person, it's like, no big deal. It's money. I'll make more tomorrow. Not a big deal. Because I have the knowledge and the wherewithal of how to do it. That's what they can pass on. And that includes health. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad Benson. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This is an interesting exchange that takes place. Where do you hear this?
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I get it on numerous occasions. I get attacked by people for no apparent reason. And when they attack me, it is usually because maybe something I said angered them in such a way that it challenges their belief system. And maybe this is why we get angry in this world. We get angry because, and we start to yell, we raise our voice, and we get pissed off. Most of the time when this happens is because you've challenged a belief or you've said something that holds partial truth to it or maybe full truth to it, and somebody else believes something different, and they realize that you may have some truth in there. So what they do is they attack you. They attack you. You point out something different than what they see, something that they didn't have all the answers to, but you happen to have more answers that when put inside of their little problem here, it changes the entire landscape of what they were talking about. And all of a sudden, they're angry. They get pissed. Both sides do it. I get it all the time. Last week, got a guy pissed at me because we were talking about $15 an hour people. You know, fight for 15, this, that, and the other. He went off on me, and he started with an insult. Milo Yiannopoulos, who pisses everybody off, he does. I like Milo. I have no problem with Milo. I don't. He's very nice. He was gracious when he came on the show. I think it's safe to say that he's a media whore. I think it's safe. But you know what? Nothing wrong with that, right? It's the business he earns. I mean, who wouldn't want his paychecks? I think he's doing okay. But if you don't know Milo, he is a British neocon in a lot of ways. But he's also very gay and very flamboyant. He's not just, he is super flamboyant. Producer Anthony, would you say he's flamboyant? Yes. Producer's all, he is. But a nice guy. Gets kicked off campuses everywhere he goes when he goes to do these speeches because nobody wants to hear what he has to say because he takes on the snowflake generation in such a way that it worries them, it insults them, it scares them. And so the first thing they do is they show up, they rally to have him shut up, and they scream and yell at him. He posted something that I found to be very interesting. Some people are like, that can't be real. There was a gentleman who walked into a residence clubhouse. I'm assuming that's like a, probably at like, you know, if you like one of those apartments where they have a clubhouse or a condo thing, and they have like maybe a pool and a jacuzzi, and they have like a workout room and maybe a pool table. This guy shows up at one of these things, and he is wearing a shirt. His shirt happens to say, hashtag build the wall. That's what it says. People are there, and they see what it says, and doing what they do, they engage him. But the way that they engage him isn't, let's have a conversation. The way they engage him is, we're going to bully you and make you feel bad about who you are. Cut number one.
You live here?
Yes, I live here. Are you
Yeah, film.
Some kind of,
go for it.
Some kind of security or something?
No, you're a head wearing a hashtag build the wall shirt.
Why do you want to build the wall for?
You guys can leave me alone, please.
So, first of all, to engage anybody like that for no reason. Like if I see, and I wear controversial shirts, I think they're funny. And controversial for who? I got my Caucasian shirts. People get a laugh. I've got my Nah shirt, which is my Rosa Parks shirt, by the way. People kind of stare at me and I laugh. I don't really care. I think it's funny. If you want to engage me in something, go ahead. I like those kind of things. But when you come at it with you're an effing bleep, you've lost the argument because all you're doing now is you're trying to intimidate somebody. You are. And they had no argument. This is what happens a lot of times. It's like when you're arguing with somebody. What's the great saying too when you're arguing with somebody? I'd rather argue with a smart man than a stupid man. Because if it was a smart man, there may be a chance I can win the argument. With a stupid man, I can never win the argument. With somebody stupid, you will never win an argument. With somebody who's open-minded, honest, and willing to look at something, boom. But when you start out with F you, boom, you've lost. You think you're going to win an argument, but all you're going to do is intimidate somebody. You're not there to win an argument at this point in time. Continue, sir.
I'm Mexican. I'm just wondering, are you racist?
I'd rather not discuss anything with you. I'm just...
Well, of course you don't, because you're the one wearing a shirt, man.
Exactly. So why are you wearing that shirt if you don't want to discuss it?
I don't feel like having a political discussion.
Well, of course you don't.
Then
Trump supporter, dude.
Why are you wearing the
don't
shirt?
Don't wear like that around here.
So she goes off on him. Of course, she's Mexican. She has to point that out. I'm Mexican. I don't want to be identified with anything other than who I am. I'm Mexican. Please identify me only as that. But if you do, I'll also call you a racist. But as you start to listen to this guy wants no part of any kind of engagement. He wants no part of any kind of engagement. And you're a Trump supporter, so automatically you're a bad person. Automatically you're horrible. Automatically you're this, that, and the other. This is where it comes from. This is the bullying we see. The difference is normally these people would only say it on social media. They're doing it to his face. Now, if he's 6'3", 285 pounds, and looks like he could snap your head off, that may be a different thing. But this guy doesn't look like he's the kind of guy that will do that.
You know what's
Continue.
Funny?
What?
You know, she says, so you're wearing this shirt, so I have to ask. Are you a racist?
Yeah. Isn't that great? Like you're going to wear a shirt that says KKK, right? Like, are you a racist? Like, first of all, who's going to... Yeah?
You've got tats, right?
I do have tats.
I have to ask you, are you a biker?
I am. That's exactly. But yes, I do. I have a beach cruiser, and it's so hard to drive. It doesn't have any gears. But I like what you're saying. Am I a biker? Am I this? When I got pulled over last time, in my complex, mind you, and the police took me out of the car. in my complex showing him my license because somebody reported a tattooed individual driving around. They wanted to know what kind of gang I was in. Hilarious. I said Mensa. So if you want to know what that gang is, look it up. But the fact that you ask somebody, are you a racist? Because you have a shirt that says build the wall. Do you have a door on your front of your house? Are you somebody who is going to be mean and not let people come inside your house and take your stuff? Because to me, I find that to be mean. You're harboring your goods. Well, that's just a stupid argument because that's your stuff. It's your house. Oh, okay. Continue on.
For the record, I'm wearing this shirt that was in my workout bag.
In your workout bag? So are you a transport in an ambulance?
So let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
You live here amongst a bunch of different people from different races, different religions.
Yeah.
Do you really think you're going to make friends wearing a shirt like that around here?
I don't want to talk to you or like,
of course you
whatever.
Don't, because you have explanation.
Because you're here for the free Wi-Fi. Oh, here for the free Wi-Fi, aren't you?
Who's going to look like the ass clown?
The
you
one
or her?
Is...
First of all, somebody needs to shut Charo up. Because you're here for the free Wi-Fi.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. But are you listening to this stuff? This is the hypocrisy of it. What have we talked about the last couple of days? Bullying, right? You don't bully people. What are they doing? They're bullying people. They're trying to... They get this guy to talk about the fact, well, the shirt was a workout shirt. You know, I say, you know what? I want to build a wall because I feel this is my country. And if you want to talk about it, we can absolutely talk about it. I have zero problem. You're an ass clown. No, you're an ass clown. Shouting at me and calling me names is not furthering a conversation. Coming here legally is something I am totally fine with for people who don't live here. But illegally, I find it to be wrong. That's just me. But to demonize an individual like this, to bully them the way that they're doing, it's the hypocrisy of it all. But people are afraid of their bark. People are afraid of their bark. This is what makes me laugh right here. Go to clip number 5, Phil.
Ask him how much education he has. None. He's never gone
I guess
to college.
Either I'm racist or I'm not good enough.
He's
or
never
I'm
gone to college.
No, you're just kind of
pick a fight okay. with me.
Do we,
he's
we
never
kill
been
Phil?
To college.
What was that?
We killed Phil.
Look at him.
You heard what I said.
How do we kill
he's
Phil?
I heard you're kind of a piece of
he's never been to college.
It's amazing.
But he was about
what takes place in America anymore. I shouldn't be. Just above or below the poverty line. You rob that from them by taking away our American dream. But you know what? People from around the world, especially the Latino community, the Hispanic community, have come here. And you know what they think? We can be anything we want to be. We heard this is the land where opportunities are not only made, they're taken. Oh. Yeah. They're growing faster than anybody else. 3-8-24-23. Chad Benson Show.
Rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. I'll strap shoes on my feet.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
A lot of people texted me about that. Segment. Why didn't that guy say he was a bricklayer? Said one person. That's been hilarious. I love that. Yes, it is. It is crazy. I you know what? Look, and if you didn't hear, we played a confrontation between the left side of the aisle versus a man who came in to apparently use only the free Wi-Fi, according to Charo. Inside of a recreational center, inside of an apartment complex. And in doing so, he was belittled because he had a shirt on that says hashtag build the wall. Because that's what we do now. We shame people rather than have a discussion with them. I like having discussions. I have zero problems having discussions. I think we're never going to learn from one another if we can't have open and honest dialogue. And sometimes honesty is going to sting a little bit, but you move on with it. And if we can become better out of it, out the other end of it, that's what you do. It doesn't matter if we're talking about the fight for 15. It doesn't matter if we're talking about immigration. It doesn't matter if we're talking about race or LGBT. It doesn't matter about any of this. If we can have a conversation about it and maybe see where each other's coming from, we'll be better. But to attack somebody out of nowhere by screaming and yelling at him and calling him an ass clown and stuff, look, if it's satire and stuff and you're having a good time and it's a sketch, that's fine. But this doesn't further anything, and this is bullying. We just talked about it. We've talked about bullying the last couple days. And this person's being bullied. But you know what? Some people who scream that we need to do more for bullying are the biggest bullies out there because they're willing to bully other people to get what they think they need and want, which is whatever it is that they can get. It's annoying. It was. And I, quite frankly, I just sit there and I shake my head. The way this whole thing went down, there's a guy that walks in there and doing nothing but minding his own business and wanting no part of what these people wanted to talk about. And by talk, I mean lecture him and belittle him. That wasn't a discussion. That wasn't a lecturing and a belittling of a person. I'm for Mexico, so I have a shirt. I think that it's great. If you're here legally, that's fantastic. I think if you're here legally, I have a problem with that. Oh, but what? I can't have my opinions in this country. I'm no longer allowed to have my opinions based on what? Your social justice warrior attitude? Or the fact that you're part of this groupthink culture that feels it can belittle anybody it doesn't agree with and or shut them up because it's their right to do so? Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me? I'm about free speech. I'm about free dialogue. I'm about us discussing stuff. But when we can't have an honest discussion or we can't look at somebody and say, can I ask you a question? Why are you wearing that shirt? Well, because I believe this, this, and this. Okay, well, I don't believe in that, but I understand why. And have a discussion for there. You catch more flies with honey, not crap. And that's what happens. And the hypocrisy of people that lay stuff out there and do this, all the while saying you shouldn't do what they're doing, is amazing. But you shouldn't be surprised, because this is what we've become in America. Hence the reason we have had the rise of somebody like Donald Trump, who pushed back on all of those people who says, you can't do this. And he said, yeah, I can, and I will. And people are like, well, if he's doing it, I'm okay with it. It's funny because, you know, Donald is building a wall, apparently. So I don't know what that means. My assumption is that he's going to try to deport people. The Latino community is very entrepreneurial, according to a new study. So much so that they now have programs to help people for the dearly deported.
Ocopoco Memorial Services is here to help you. Professionally handling the grief and confusion that results when a loved one suddenly disappears and becomes quietly known around town as the dearly deported. When your beloved family member is rounded up and ejected from the only home they've ever known, like a payload of toxic waste shot into space, then we go into action. We take care of everything from hand-printed greeting cards explaining that your loved one has taken a little trip and may not be back anytime soon, to special memorial packages with free balloons and piñatas. And our professional grief counselors will help you plan your own exit strategy before the government steps in and makes you disappear too. Call 555-OCOPOCO-ICE. That's 555-OCOPOCO-ICE. Call in the next 30 minutes and get your very own chain link fence cutter manufactured in China by Trump Enterprises. Ocopoco Memorial Services cares about your dearly deported. And we also care about you. Oh, and your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, cousins, nephews, nieces, half-brothers, half-sisters, and even that guy who lives in the basement who everyone calls Paco. Ocopoco Memorial Services. When you're grieving the dearly deported and also need to cover your own ass.
Somebody's going to say that was horrible. It was funny. It's satire. There's nothing wrong with satire. I make fun. I'm an equal opportunity button pusher. I poke both sides of the buttons on everybody. And I think we should be able to do that in a country because I think it keeps us all a bit more on the straight and narrow. But what we shouldn't do is what we've been doing, which is using the hypocrisy of many belief systems we have in this country by shutting other people up because you feel that your voice is the only voice that matters. And especially on a day like today, when 75 years ago, over 2,000 men were killed, over 1,000 were wounded, when we were brought into World War II, those men fought, bled, and died to fight tyranny and evil around the world. And they did so because they believed in the freedoms of this country. And the freedoms we have are amazing. We're allowed to have our own belief systems. Other countries around the world at that time wanted to have one singular belief system. Luckily for us, and because of our hard work, sweat, dedication, we were able to defeat the evil that was the access of evil and prevail. So remember that. Solid fun show today, as always. Thanks so much. Text us, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can check us out on Facebook, ChadBensonShow.com. Check it out there for Anthony, for myself, for Phil. Have a good night. Night-night, Jack.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
The Chad Benson Show.